Be bold, stay in unity, and be willing to step out in faith. Today, Kenneth Copeland and his guest Keith Butler explain why God's anointing tide is on the rise in the body of Christ. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Hello, everybody everywhere. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want you to know something. God is manifesting Himself on this broadcast, and you need to be expectant today, because I'm telling you, the power of God is flowing in this place. Bishop Butler is with us again today. It has been marvelous. Father, we're here to praise You for it and to thank You for Your manifesting Yourself on this broadcast and all over the world in this fresh, new, powerful thing You're doing throughout the earth. You've raised the level of the anointing beyond anything that has ever been seen in this planet before. Where we have stepped through the door, sir, we see it. We're in the room. And we thank You for it. We're so full of joy and thrill, and we are asking You to manifest this, Lord Jesus. Manifest Yourself throughout this radio and television audience. Everybody in the sound of our voice. Just cause the anointing tide to rise. Glory to God. And we give You all the praise, sir, in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoa. Glory to God, Butler. I tell you what, this is something, isn't it?
Sir, the Spirit of God speaking to me now. Mm. There are all over, in and outside the country, watching this broadcast, people that have all kind of brain, memory, even individuals recently have just had some brain operation. And yet they're saying it didn't work, and people are giving up on you. And in Jesus' name, praise God, grab hold to your healing right now. Jesus manifests unto you. Your brain is healed. Your head is healed. Himself bore your sickness and carried your disease. Praise God. And now that manifestation comes to you right now in the name of Jesus. And one other thing, tell this testimony. Amen.
Yes.
Tell people what God has done for you. Praise the Lord. Right now, right there. Right there.
Thank You.
Glory to God. Amen.
Thank You, Lord.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord praise.
Oh, thank You, Father. Praise God.
Just give Him praise.
Yeah, hallelujah. Praise.
Give Him praise.
God. Hallelujah. Stop talking about you got bad memory and it's all part of because of your agent. They ain't got nothing to do with it. Praise God.
You know,
your memory is great. Jesus.
Dr. Caroline Leaf is one of the most prominent brain scientists in the country, even in the world. And when she was on our broadcast a few weeks ago, man, she made a statement that just astounded me. And it's just the opposite of the lie from hell that your brain gets weak as you grow older. She said the brain is the only organ in the body that does not age. It doesn't age. She said if you'll use it, it will get better and better and better the older you get.
Praise God.
I'm telling you something, Bishop, that got to me, man.
The truth makes you free.
Yeah. Whoa.
That's good stuff. Now, I'm familiar with some of her work. Boy, is she brilliant.
Oh, she's a brilliant woman.
Glory to God.
And she talked about... And of course she got on our ministry when she was a young girl in South Africa, and watching our broadcast and so forth. Her husband got saved in a meeting I was preaching there in Ray McCauley's church in Johannesburg. And I mean, Ray, you know, Ray's old partner or yours and mine. And he that's where Mac got saved, was in that church. And but she's talking about the fact she started talking about years ago, 30 or more years ago, about toxic thinking damages the brain. You get brain damage out of that. And they thought she's crazy. But over a period of time, they have recently come to the fact that they realize now that's the truth.
Well, in this year, what the Lord said about 2015 being a year of visitation, manifestation, and demonstration, there's patterns because we're walking through the book of Acts. Much prayer, stand in unity, one accord, operating in boldness, praise God. Here's another one, Acts chapter 8. And we just did a little bit of it right here. Acts chapter 8, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them.
Yes, he did.
Now, we know Christ, Christos, is the anointing, but it's something else it is. He preached the truth to them. Thy word is truth.
Yes, sir.
He preached the word. He told them the truth about the matter. Dr. Leaf just told the truth on the lie Satan's been selling all of my life, and probably I'm long before that. The older you get, the worse your memory gets and all of that, and keeps you from walking in your covenant. Amen. Well, part of this year of manifestation is that truth like that is going to come out on things that just people just assume just to be fact. I mean, just by everybody I know assumes to be assumed it as a fact that the older you get, that that your brain begins to atrophy and you start having memory problems.
And that's the only organ in your body that don't age.
Yeah.
But it does when you believe that.
Exactly.
Now, because when you're thinking that, that is not the truth. So what's happening? It's damaging, it's toxic to your brain. And it causes you, of course, if you believe that and you say that, we know what's happening when those words are coming out of your mouth. It's forming that and it's damaging your brain.
Say it. My brain's getting stronger every single day in the name of Jesus.
My brain is getting stronger every single day in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
I know it's verse 6. And the people of one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake. Now, there are some folks who will go, well, I don't believe what I just heard. But some of you listening today and watching this will receive that, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Why did that happen? They gave heed unto him.
Yeah.
They received the word of God, praise God. And then, of course, unclean spirits came out, praise God, being possessed with them and taken with different muscle diseases, palsies, and that were lame were healed, and great joy came. Not only is this year going to be a year of great manifestation and demonstration, what come along with that in the visitation, this is a joy year.
Glory
in my church in
God.
Southfield this year, my opening message was about joy. This is a joy year.
Yes,
it's a year of visitation, manifestation, and demonstration. So let's start out with joy, with the joy of the Lord. Amen.
Whoa. Hey, you know what? Do you remember when God started doing that back a number of years ago in the 80s? The joy of the Lord just hit a whole congregation.
Yeah.
I remember when Brother Hagin just started off, he'd just say, ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 glory to God, and the joy of the Lord to hit the place, and people just fall over laughing. And somebody said, well, there ain't nothing funny. Who said about anything funny? This is fruit of the Spirit, man. It's in you, and you begin to laugh by faith, and it'll come up in there, glory to God. You know what it is?
Yeah.
It's joyous.
And it is also a manifestation of the Spirit.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
The merry heart does good like a medicine.
And
so
people got healed.
I was
in a lot of those meetings in the 80s like that.
Yeah.
And saw that exactly. In fact, I had never seen anything like that. I hadn't been in church all my life, but I had never seen anything like that. And you hear thousands of people all of a sudden that you have a demonstration of the Spirit. A fruit of the Spirit is joy.
You know, Richard Roberts, Oral Roberts' son, mightily used of God in the healing ministry. And the joy of the Lord came on him back there in those days. And I tell you, it had hit him. And Keith, he couldn't talk. He just laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh and laugh. And he'd start laughing, people start getting healed.
Mm. Mm. Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha. That's what some of you need to do right now.
Right
just
now.
Go, ha, ha, ha. Praise God. Enjoyed that demonstration of the Spirit to come. And it's got nothing to do with the circumstances around you.
No, absolutely not.
Praise God. But it sure can change the circumstances around you. Now, let's go for a minute, praise God, to that chapter 9. Because what we're doing here, if you're watching broadcasts all week, we're going through the book of Acts looking at visitation, manifestations, and demonstrations and what was behind some of that. And we kind of left off the other day of chapter 9 about, we were talking about how Satan would come in and instead of joy, he'd come in with strife and anger and just to stop that visitation, manifestation, yeah, and demonstration. And I watched what the Lord did with Saul, verse 10 of chapter 9. There's a certain disciple of Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord and to him said the Lord in the vision, Ananias, he said, I'm here. He said, arise and go into the street which is called Straight and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he's seen in the vision a man named Ananias come and put his hands on him that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many people about this man, how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. He's even got authority from the chief priest to bind all that call upon his name. He heard nothing but bad news about this man. Everybody talking evil about this man, and he's afraid of him. You know, there are people who are afraid of white folks, afraid of black folks, and afraid of male folks, and afraid of female folks. They are bound up by all this different stuff. Amen. God sets you free. It's going to be manifestations and demonstrations as certain things happen with this kind of thing. Let's keep reading. And the Lord said, you go your way. He's chosen vessel unto me. Bear my name to the Gentiles, kings, children of Israel. And I'll show him how great things he must suffer for his namesake. And Ananias obeyed God. That's another thing we saw about demonstration. Obedience. Praise God. What Jesus say in John 14, 21? Praise God. He'll manifest himself to that man that will receive that word, be obedient unto that word, right? Well, praise God. He put his hands on him. And then he said, he accepted what the Lord said about him, called him brother.
Called him brother.
This man who had done all this stuff called him brother. You know what the Lord did with me when I first started pastoring the Word of Faith Church there in Michigan, Detroit area. And we're going for our very first building. And to make a long story short, and this real estate agent said, I want you to go see this building over on the other side of town. Well, I wasn't going to even look on the other side of town. There was no public transportation there because the little tiny congregation I had, a lot of them took public transportation. It was on a side of town where folks who were my skin color would not want it. So I definitely wasn't going over there. Okay, a lot of other reasons why, and I kept telling him, I'm not looking for a church over there. I'm going where my man is telling me where we could go and get this, believe God, for this first building. Man, so finally just to shut the guy up because he kept after me. I said, I'll go if it'll shut you up. So we went over there, and as soon as we got over there, the Lord said to me, that's the building. What? So we started believing God, you know, for this building to be manifest. In the middle of that, my church was split.
Come on, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was split. My assistant pastor at the time decided to start his own church while we're in the middle of this drive raising the money for this very first building. Boy, was I not happy about this. But I decided, well, I'm going to forgive him. And what I really meant in my heart was, I'm not going to go over there and get in his face and go at it, right? But I called myself forgiven. The Lord said to me, you didn't forgive him. And then the Lord said to me, this is what I want you to do. I want you to receive an offering for him. I want you to take it over to where he is. I want you to give it to him. I want you to hug his neck and tell him you love him. And it popped out my mouth when I thought about it. I said, Lord, you've gone too far. But I did it. Wouldn't you know, for that little group, it was a large offering. The way God does stuff. I did what the Lord said to do. Again, to make a long story short. So after I did that, praise God, and my flesh didn't want to do that at all. Because I'm just starting out. It's my first church. It's the first building. It's the whole nine yard. And right away, right from the very beginning, I get a church split like that. Okay, right in the middle of a building drive.
Spirit of division.
Spirit of division came in right from the top. So I did what the Lord said, to make a long story short, but my flesh didn't want to go along with that. Well, not too long after that, praise God, we get down to the last day of closing. And we're short $30,000 to complete this deal. Mm-hmm. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in the little storefront that we are renting, you know. And I'm doing everything Brother Hagin and everything I heard you say. I'm shouting, I'm dancing, I'm speaking. I'm doing everything. I'm just trying to keep my mind from going just totally tilt, okay? Because, man, we don't even have a place to go soon because our little rent ends that week. So, I mean, if we don't complete this deal today, Satan tried to end my ministry before I got started. Well, the phone rings. So I pick it up, and here's a guy who was a visitor. He visited a couple of times. When you got a little church of 100 people, you know everybody come in, right? This guy's a visitor, and he said, "The Lord told me to come by and see you." So I ain't got time, but I got building. I got an emergency issue on my hand right now. I said, come on. I just went back doing what I was doing. Guy showed up. He walks in, and he's carrying this big black book, looked like a huge checkbook. And he comes in, and he says, I'm the senior partner of this XYZ law firm, and the Lord told me to come over here and fill in whatever amount you said. Well, I told him, I need $30,000. Now, this is 1981, so $30,000 back then is a lot more than it is now, especially somebody just getting started out of Bible school. Sure. Well, he didn't faze him a bit. He wrote that check for $30,000. We got the things done, you know, etc. Got to the closer, walked in there like we do this every day, had the building manifest, you know, our very first building. And then the Lord said to me, if you hadn't done what I told you back here, this could not happen. The manifestation came about of that miracle because of obedience. This man here, praise God, decided to receive what the Lord said and be obedient to him and said, Brother Saul. Now, we outgrew that building, praise God, in about 13 months.
But it was obvious they were tied together.
Yeah.
Because had you not done that, the spirit of division would have done the same thing that it was designed to do. It would have divided, the house divided against itself, cannot stand. And the longer it would have gone without what you did, without obeying God and forgiving the man, taking the offering for him and so forth, that division would have gotten wider and wider. And you would have come to the place in a short time, you would not have been able to heard God tell you what to do. Because the Apostle Paul told those people over there at Corinth, he said, that spirit of division has got you in a place where you can't hear what I'm teaching you. You can't hear God. If you can't hear God, you in a world of hurt, man.
Praise God. Well, you said something to me yesterday off camera when we were at lunch. And you talked about how even when you have this kind of manifestation, that the money will come too.
Oh, yeah. It's part of it.
It's all part
of the
demonstrations.
Of the
praise God and manifestation. And, of course, that's always listening to God where he's concerned even. And so, praise God. In a year like this, because how can I say this? 2015 is a year of visitations, manifestations, demonstrations, which has always been, but it's like on steroids.
Oh, yeah.
This is the open door year where the Lord is bringing about again these things, and you see it right here in Acts.
Let's read that Exodus 34:10 again.
Yes, sir.
We were, like I said earlier, on the broadcast, that this began at EMIC, Eagle Mountain International Church, and my son-in-law and daughter pastor that church, George and Terry. And I was watching it online, and I saw it when it happened. My daughter was receiving the offering. George was going to preach in a little bit, And it hit. I mean, people started getting healed. I don't think George ever got a chance to preach that day. That just people started getting healed all over the place, and it. We always pray for the sick and so forth. But God told George some months ago, while he was in South Africa, he said, George, I want my church back. I want the manifestations back in it. I want the gifts of the Spirit flowing there again. I want it back now. Mm. And he was very stern with him. So, and it just, I saw it when it happened. And when it did, I knew what had started. Now, over a period of weeks, this just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't think we've had a Sunday service finished before 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Starting at 10, right?
Yeah. And but here's what the Lord said to Glory and me. He said, Exodus 34:10, behold, I make a covenant. Before all your people, I will do marvels such as not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which you are shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible, or the Amplified says, an awesome display of power that I will do with you. When he said that, I grabbed that and I said, I enter that covenant right now. And that's what he was showing it to me.
That's this year. Awesome.
That's what he said. Oh, this is 2015.
Yeah.
And this is back in the latter part of 2014. He said, you're looking at 2015 right there.
Praise God. Now, something the Lord said to me last year concerning this, he said, my church has limited me. And what he meant by that was, and then he shared it with me, we shortened up the services, shortened up the word, got more interested in making sure the service was an hour and a half or 120 minutes or whatever it is, and came to the place where we didn't give God opportunity to move. I mean, Who are you, you little dab of dirt, to tell God you got to perform in 120 minutes?
Yeah, yeah.
See, so if you're going to have manifestations and demonstrations, you're going to have to make a place. Lots of people are tired of religion. They're ready now for God to move, but for that to happen, got to make place for them.
Yes, you do. Now, where I'm from.
I know it.
I wish we could get rid of it on these broadcasts, but that's what the internet's for. Glory to God. Brother Keith and I will be back in just a moment.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
To experience manifestations of Jesus, we must give God control in our lives. Learn what that really means with the God is in Control package. In the 4-CD set, Kenneth Copeland teaches you how to choose and activate God's Word in your life. You will also learn how to walk in confidence, even during troubled times. Keith Butler brings us 2 books written from over 40 years in ministry. Each book is filled with scripture, providing a solid biblical foundation. Grace versus judgment, which one is it? Teaches the 17 definitions for the word grace. Having a clear understanding of grace will help you draw from it as an appropriate resource of power for every situation. Based on the parable in Mark 4, you'll learn in Everything Happens for a Reason, the 5 tools that Satan uses to try to steal the word, and how to be good ground that produces harvest. God's Word provides the answer to bring you to victory. As the body of Christ, we are to rise up and be bold to do the works of Jesus. Walk in faith and be confident because God is in control.
Order your copy of the God is in Control package for only $33. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. You can walk in the grace of God and have confidence during troubled times. God and His Word are your answers. Receive the power and resources you need. Choose God's Word and keep your life in control. Order the God is in Control package today.
The God is in Control package. Now, you need to know the truth about God is in control. Some people believe God is just in control of everything and all this mess, and you know, it's His will, and that's a lie from hell. You need to know what the Word of God has to say about it, because you can walk under the power of His control, His words, His actions, His finances, His decisions become your words, your action, your finances, your decisions, and every aspect of your entire life then begins to prosper, and it changes everything. I remember the Lord saying to me one time, I'm going to count up 1 John chapter 5, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He said, there's nothing in the world order that faith won't overcome. And as that's where the power and the control is. You need to get hold of these and study them, spend time in them, and teach your family out of them, teach your Sunday school class, start a prayer group, get involved in all of the, totally immerse yourself in the Word. And you watch what happens to your life. KCM.org, and get a hold of these. Father, we pray for this radio and television audience all over this world. And we thank You, sir, for this mighty outpouring of the Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. You can depend on the Word of God. Now, if you need prayer, we've got a 24-hour prayer line. We have a staff of prayer ministers trained in the Word, trained in healing. And you believe you receive when you pray. Now, outside the United States, you need to call our offices there and check on their hours of their prayer time, because they're different in different places. I'm so glad you got in on this today. I tell you, things are happening throughout the earth. The big stuff is not on television. The big stuff is in the kingdom of God, and it's flowing where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Amen. Well, glory to God. We'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth and Keith reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory anytime on our website, kcm.org. Remember to download your free copy of the study notes at kcm.org/notes. You'll have access to all the scriptures, prayers, and key teaching points for each of the broadcasts. Continue to grow in the Word with this week's product offer. Be sure to order yours today. Build your faith with these Word-based teaching materials. Jesus has opened the door for your victory.